This is a download from RTE Lyric FM. To find out more, go to rte.ie/lyricfm.
Memorise this. Dave Flynn, who's artistic director and founder of Clare Memory Orchestra, has begun gathering a group of musicians to play by ear, inspired at least in part by the squabbling string veterans of the film A Late Quartet. Playing from memory is nothing but normal for traditional players and soloists, but becomes something of a challenge for a large ensemble. But if Flynn is to have his Clare Concerto played properly, it will have to be by a full orchestra, playing from memory, as he told Louise McMahon.
The Clare Memory Orchestra is an orchestra I set up last year, and it's a mix of some of our best traditional and classical musicians, some of whom play both equally well, and we're creating a new kind of style, merging the two traditions. Maybe the most direct things I take from the classical end and mix with the trad would be harmony, but also jazz. There's a certain approach to harmony that I might take into it from those styles. And then, of course, there's the instruments. There's instruments in the orchestra which wouldn't be common in traditional music, like the oboe. But we have Etain McCooey, who lives here, and she lives in Doolin and works for Clare County Council. But she's a fabulous oboe player, and has developed a way of playing Irish music on the oboe, because she's a tin whistle player as well, you know. And then we have a guy called Neil Yates, who plays trad trumpet, I call it. And he's like if Miles Davis was playing, or Matt Malloy met Miles Davis in Milltown Mulbey or something, you might get that kind of sound with Neil. We're bringing in a brass section this year, and there's a few really interesting instruments that are ancient Celtic horns. There's a thing called the Lochnashade trumpet, which Billy Mag Flynn is playing. And then there's a thing called the Carnix, which is quite an extraordinary instrument that John Kenny is playing. And John Kenny's a fabulous trombone player, so he loves to be playing the trombone with us. But this Carnix is something else. I can't really describe it. You'd have to look it up. To bring the orchestra to another level, we're going to add in extra musicians, young and amateur musicians, really talented ones that we can find around County Clare and beyond. We'll extend it to the rest of the country, really. And we'll all come together in November in Glore in Ennis to premiere this piece I'm writing called The Clare Concerto. And The Clare Concerto is going to be based on Clare County itself. It'll be inspired by the people, the places and the music of Clare. I'm still gathering inspiration because the piece isn't finished. I'll be continually composing it until probably the end of August. With this piece, I'm going to showcase the different sections of the orchestra. So, you know, Ballyvaughan the Burren will be concertinas, probably. Martin Hayes and Dennis Cahill are actually going to be joining us in the concert in November. So I have to focus on the fiddles for the East Clare section. And then for somewhere like Milltown Melbay and around there, Spanish Point, I think I'll have to focus on the Eland pipes. There's a Willie Clancy. A few of the sections of the piece will probably be quite evocative of landscapes or areas. So I'm thinking of a Shannon Airport where the orchestra will imitate aeroplanes landing and things like that. And maybe the Cliffs of Moher or something, there'll be crashing waves and things. But not to do it like Debussy did 100 years ago, to try and think of imaginative new ways of doing it with the instruments we have in the orchestra. You know. One of my favourite composers is Sibelius, and his music is often very evocative of the Finnish landscape and that. Say you're driving through the Burren, if you turn around a certain corner, this amazing view comes, and what Sibelius would have done to picture that is that that point, like there's a build up in the orchestra, and then the trombones and the trumpets and the French horns bring this big kind of crescendo, and it can make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. So there's certain musical techniques lend themselves to giving a picture, like in Debussy in La Mer, pictured the sea amazingly just by using the orchestra to make these crescendos. And if you actually look at a really good orchestra playing that piece, they look like the sea when they're moving, because they have to move a certain way to produce these big crescendos. So I think the Uilleann pipes, in a way, the sound of the Uilleann pipes just somehow evokes the Irish landscape naturally, and some of the instruments do that. So it's just a case of combining them. It's a very abstract concept, so it just kind of happens. It's not a contrive, you can't really contrive it. But there are ways of kind of echoing the rhythms of nature and the sounds. Some of our best players in traditional music who are world-renowned musicians either can't read music, or they have a limited reading ability, or they choose not to. There really isn't a need to read music to play traditional music. So I thought to make this work, I'd have to figure a way so that musicians like that aren't excluded from the orchestra, you know? So this is my solution, that we get the core of the musicians that can read music, and that they can learn the music and then teach it to the others.
Dave Flynn there, and the reporter was Louise McMahon. And the first Clare International Festival of Memorised Music is now on, with the Clare Memory Orchestra and guest Martin Hayes playing tomorrow night in Kilrush. clarememoryorchestra.com is the URL you want to memorise.
Thanks for downloading from RTE Lyric FM. To find out more, go to rte.ie/lyricfm.